In continuation of our book, Ashraf al-Sa'a by Sheikh Yusuf ibn Abdullah al-Wadil, we had read and explained what he meant when he said Ashraf al-Sa'a al-Kubra, and that he mentioned the fourth point, Buhur al-Mahdi. And then in our last class we explained what he meant when he said Khuruj al-Masih al-Dajjal. Today inshallah we will try to explain the third point on the Ashrat al-Sa'a al-Kubra, Nuzul Isa alayhi salam. Nuzul Isa alayhi salam. The coming down of Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam was one of the Anbiya, or is one of the Anbiya Rusul Allah sent to Banu Israel. Says وَجَعَلْنَاهُ مَثَلًا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. One of the Rusul Allah sent to Banu Israel was Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. And that was the last of all the prophets of Allah before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Such that when Isa came alayhi salam, and then Allah took him to the heaven, there was not between him and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam any other prophet or messenger. And likewise, when Isa alayhi salam will come, there will not be any prophet or messenger in between. When Isa alayhi salam will be returned to the earth, before then and after, there will be no prophet. At the time when he came, he was taken away, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was sent, there will be no prophet. So there is connection between Nabi Isa alayhi salam and our own Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, at the beginning and at the end. And that was why in a report he said, how is it an ummah that I came in front of it, and then Isa alayhi salam came at the back of it? How is that ummah? So Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam will come down at the end of time. We remember he mentioned a little of the fitna of Al-Masih al-Dajjal, how he would have spread evil on the earth, how he would go into every city on the earth except Makkah and Al-Madinah, and how the very firm and steadfast amongst the Muslims will stand in front of him, how the people will be in difficulty before the coming of Dajjal, and how the difficulty of the people of Iman will increase when Dajjal comes. The difficulty will increase so much that, like it says in another hadith, what they will like most at that time is to leave this dunya. The people of Iman during the time of Dajjal, what will be most preferable to them, as is in the hadith of Musnad Imam Ahmad, is that they should leave this dunya. It should be the most desirous thing for them. We should just go away because of the extent of the fitna at the time. One of the fitna of the time of Dajjal, the Prophet told us about alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, ثُمَّ يَمُرُّ بِالْقَرْبَ. Dajjal will walk in a land that is already desolated. A land people were living, but they left the land. They ran away. فَيَقُولُ لَهَا. Dajjal will order this land. أَخْرِجِ كُنُوزَكْ. Expel, gouge out your fortune, the mineral resources under the earth. Bring it out. فَيَنْطَلِقْ. Dajjal will move away. فَتَتَّبِئُهُ كُنُوزُهَا And the fortunes under the earth will follow him. كَيَعَاصِيبِ النَّحَلِ The way bees follow their master. When the king of bees, when it flies, what happens? The rest of the bees will follow. So when Dajjal moves away, the resources Allah has placed on the earth for those people. When he says, come, follow me, they follow Dajjal. So people will be in a lot of trouble. So he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, فَبَيْنَمَا هُمْ كَذَلِكَ When the people are in this condition, إِذْ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ Allah will raise Isa ibn Maryam when the people are in this fitna of Dajjal. So Dajjal will be on the earth, Al-Mahdi will be on the earth, and then Allah will send down Isa alayhi salam. Al-Mahdi will be on the earth, Dajjal will be on the earth, and then Isa will be sent alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gave us more information about how Isa alayhi salam will look as he described Al-Mahdi and as he described Al-Dajjal. So there will be no talbis and iltibas. There will be no confusion, not knowing how they look, how they will be, what will be. No, there will be no confusion. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us about Isa alayhi salam. He says he is رَبْعَ لَيْسَ بِالطَّوِيلِ وَلَا بِالْقَصِيرِ Isa alayhi salam is of medium height. He's not tall, neither is he short. And that is the description of the Prophet Muhammad. The Prophet Muhammad too alayhi salatu wasalam is not or cannot be described to be tall and he cannot be described to be short like Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi mentioned in Al-Shamai. Likewise, Isa alayhi salam. He has Rab'a, a person of middle height. Ahmar, he will be in his complexion reddish. Although in some reports it says كَأَحْسَنِ مَا رَأَيْ مَا أَنْتَ رَائِمْ مِنْ أَدَمِ الرِّجَالِ Like the most handsome of those you will see amongst people that are bronze complexions. In one report it says Isa alayhi salam will be reddish. In another report it says he will be bronze complexion. Ulama say his being bronze complexion will be so pure to the extent that it will look reddish. So if you say reddish, you have not made a mistake. If you say bronze complexion, you are not also mistaken. This will refute 2 days ago far away from here, a brother brought a video to me of somebody who does comparative religion in Lagos. I think he did those recordings in Ramadan. He would insert some refutations from this brother Zikrullah al-Shafi'i of CMC, and then he would refute him. Adegunwa or something, Jami. So these will refute some of what he was saying. He was saying that there is nothing like Dajjal. He was saying there is no difference for Isa alayhi salam. So he will say there are some contradictions. In fact, I say because you don't understand what it was saying. Is it not of honor for a human being not to understand something and say he does not understand? How many times was the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam asked a question? He will say, I don't know. Al-Imam Ahmad in his Musnad reported a hadith. Some Jews came to the Prophet Muhammad. And they were abusing, they said, look here, we asked your companions about a question and they cannot answer. They were saying that they don't know until they come to you. And he told them, alayhi salatu wasalam, is it a thing of shame for an individual not to know something? And he says, I don't know. It's not a thing of shame. The shame itself is for the individual to claim to know while he actually knows not. That is the shame. The man made a lot of claims. One of the claims, he said, nobody knows Jesus as he does. That anyone who claims to know Isa alayhi salam as he does is a fool. He said so. You can go to YouTube. I went to YouTube. I watched the brother drop from the vehicle I was. I gave him the device and he told me to look for it. I watched it, more than half of it. I was getting infuriated and nauseated, so I dropped it. So one of what he would say in the audio was, there are a lot of contradictions because he does not understand. Say, oh no, here I say Isa alayhi salam will be reddish in complexion. Here he says it will be bronzed in complexion. Ulama say because of the purity of the bronze complexion, it will look what? Reddish. So the person who describes with reddish has not heard. Likewise, the person who described the complexion of Isa alayhi salam as bronze has not heard neither. But the one who considered it an error had not actually contemplated the two descriptions. How many times would we describe, like it was said alayhi salatu wasalam, from him alayhi salatu wasalam, that Isa alayhi salam is laysa bittawil wala bilqasir, it's not tall nor short. Someone else will look at him and say, no, he's a little bit short. But what he meant was that he's not neither tall nor short. So sometimes people differ in these kind of descriptions. So what you would now say, who described twice? Was it the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that described twice, or was it the companion who reported the hadith, or the companions who reported the hadith, or those below that gave different descriptions? It is possible. All of them is possible. The Prophet could have described once and said Ahmar, and at another time could have said Adam, because the meaning of Adam is a description of complexion, meaning bronze complexion. Adam, Al-Udma, means bronze complexion. Nabi Adam was named after that because that was the complexion of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So the complexion of Isa would be so purely bronze that it will look to be reddish. And then he said alayhi salatu wasalam, ka'annama kharaja min dimar. Isa alayhi salam will look so fresh as if he just came out of the bathroom. When a man just comes out of the bathroom, how does he look? Very, very fresh. So you can imagine a bronze complexion person just coming out of the bathroom. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Ja'dun, his hair will be curled. But he will be rajul ash-sha'r. The hair will be curled, but they will be so well combed that they will look as if they are sub. A sub al-ja'd is when the hair is curled. A sub is when the hair is free flowing. So his hairs are ordinarily curled, but because they are well combed, it will seem as if it is stretched. It is part of what those people don't understand. In some riwayat, it says al-ja'd. And in some riwayah, it reports it as sabuta. So he could not reconcile between these. But there is a riwayah in Musnad Ahmad that says the hair is curled, but because he combed it regularly, it appeared as if it is stretched. But the one who knows not will consider it as what? Contradiction. Lahu limmatun. Limma is one of the ways Arabs keep their hair. When you say zu limma, a person who wears limma is the one that the hairs go just a little bit between the earlobe and the shoulder. It's limma. When you see somebody, the hairs are combed and it drops below the earlobe, occurring between the earlobe and the shoulder, that hair packing style is referred to as what? Limma. That is how Isa alayhi salam's hair will be. He will be aridu sadr, broad chested, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he comes. And he said alayhi salatu wasalam, aqrabu an-nas bihi shabahan urwatu ibn mas'ud al-thaqafi. The closest person that I know resembles Isa alayhi salam is Urwa ibn mas'ud al-thaqafi, Abu Mas'ud, one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He is from Banu Thaqif. Banu Thaqif are in Ta'if. That is the tribe of Hajjaj. Hajjaj bin Yusuf is also what? As-Saqafi. So that is the name of their tribe. This man died in the early days of Islam. He accepted Islam and he went to invite his people to Islam. They killed him. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, he is like Sahibu Yasin. We remember Sahibu Yasin, the one Allah mentioned in Surah Yasin. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْفَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ اتَّبِعُوا. This man was also killed by his people. And Allah said to him at the end, قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. You will go into Al-Jannah. So the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam likened Urwa ibn Mas'ud to who? To Isa alayhi salam. He likened Isa alayhi salam to Urwa in his physical look alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is the look of Isa alayhi salam at the time that he will descend. فَيَنْزِلُ عِنْدَ الْمَنَارَةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ. Isa alayhi salam will descend عِنْدَ الْمَنَارَةِ, near the minaret al-Bayda, that will be white, Sharqay Dimashq, eastward of Damascus, east of Damascus, eastern Damascus. Isa alayhi salam will descend east of Damascus. The man who was making arguments from Lagos, he brought a riwayah that Isa alayhi salam will descend in Baytul Maqdis. That Isa alayhi salam will descend in Baytul Maqdis. But he failed to add a third riwayah. Al-Imam ibn Kathir in his book Kitab al-Fitan, which ends the book Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya, he also mentioned a riwayah that Isa alayhi salam will descend in Urdu. We add that to him. But Al-Imam Mula al-Qari mentioned in his Sharh of Mishkah that the most authentic report about where Isa alayhi salam will descend is the report on his descent in Baytul Maqdis. He mentioned that riwayah to have come from Sunan ibn Majah, from the hadith of Abu Umama al-Bahili. But the report of his descent in east of Dimashq is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. So how do we reconcile? How do we know which is correct? In Sahih Muslim, it says east of Damascus, eastern Damascus. In the report in Musnad Imam Ahmad, it says that Isa alayhi salam will descend in Baytul Maqdis. In other riwayat, it says in Urdu. So where will he descend? Like we mentioned, Al-Imam Mula al-Qari says the report in Sunan ibn Majah that he will descend in Baytul Maqdis is most authentic, but many of the ulama depend on the report in Sahih Muslim that the descent of Isa alayhi salam will be in Dimashq, in Damascus, eastern part of Damascus. But the question still comes, how do we determine where he will actually descend? We say that will depend on the strength of the report. This is not strange, and it is not only with regards to a matter like this that will be contained in authentic reports. And yet we will need to be ulama, the scholars of hadith, for them this is not an issue. They will be making tarjihat, that is giving preponderance for weightier reports over the less weighty reports. One example is Salatul Kusuf. The sifa of Salatul Kusuf, some of those you see in Sahih Muslim, and the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam never performed more than one salatul kusuf in his life, alayhi salatu. The Prophet performed only one salatul kusuf, and that was around the time that his son Ibrahim passed away. It was only one salah he made. This hadith was reported by over 25 companions of the Prophet sallallahu. So you see, some of the reports differ a bit in the way the Prophet performed it from some other amongst the reports. So, but the ulama will gather the report and say, no, the report of so and so person will be accepted in this condition, and the report of so and so person will not be accepted. There are rules, there are sciences to denote which one will be taken and given preponderance over the other. So that's why we say, not to know a thing and claiming to know it is a real problem. Not to know a thing and say, no, I don't know, it's not a problem. And this kind of thing does not render the entire report as invalids, because the entire report are all agreed. The only differ in being very, very brief, detailed report. And even in our time, we can still find slight differences in that. Well, in this country, when election took place, you will still find in the reports of newspapers some striking differences in some of the details that they reported about the same events that people watch in the same generation. In fact, in the generation where people can just go back to the video they had watched that had been recorded, and they will just write, yes, you still see differences. I can give you a lot of examples in what just happened recently. Variation in the reports of reporters. Not to talk of incidences that people would hear people say, memorize, and then say, he said so, so, and so, giving lengthy. So it's possible to find these kind of issues. But the issue is following the laid down rules of knowledge to determine the correct position. It's what we should do rather than making an outcry and ascribing people of knowledge to ignorance. The brother made a lot of boasts in that video that he made. The brother Adegun and those around him made a lot of boasts. But if you listen to what they said, it is essentially not based on knowledge. May Allah protect us. So Isa alayhi salam will descend in Sham, whether in Baytul Maqdis, whether in Dimashq. It will be in Sham, and it will be at a time that the Muslims are ready for Salah. But in his descending, the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam that he will be wearing bayna mahruzatayn. He will be wearing a cloth that is dyed with saffron. وَاضِحًا كَفَّيْهِ عَلَىٰ أَجْنِحَةِ مَلَكَيْنِ. And he will be placing his two hands on the wings of two angels of Allah. His hands will be on the wings of angels. It was one of what they laughed at. He said, so Isa alayhi salam, Allah will throw him from the heaven. Didn't Allah send food from the heaven? Food. Didn't Allah send food from the heaven? Not once, not twice for Banu Israel. And the food did not pour away. Even Isa alayhi salam, didn't Allah set a table of food and then bring it down? So if a table of food did not pour away, why is it a problem that Isa alayhi salam will descend from the heaven? So they should have it. The Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, he will descend while resting on the wings of two angels amongst the angels of Allah. إِذَا طَعْطَعَ رَأَتَهُ قَطَرًا. When he bends his head, you see drops of water falling off his head. And when he keeps the head firm, you see drops falling off like pearls and silver. Ulama say, this describes how beautifully looking and well kept Isa alayhi salam will be looking when he descends from the heaven. عليه الصلاة والسلام. ولا يحل لكافر أن يجد ريح نفاسه. It will not be allowed, it will not be possible for a kafir أن يجد ريح نفاسه, for him to either smell or be touched by the wind that comes from the nafas. When Isa alayhi salam thought or when he breathes, if there's a kafir around, Allah takes that hair to the kafir. His breath and what comes out of his mouth when he speaks will be a means of taking away the life of kuffar. He says alayhi salatu wasalam, وَلَا يَحِلُّ لِكَافِرٍ أَن يَجِدَ رِيحَ نَفَسِهِ إِلَّا مَاتَ. When he perceives the breath from Isa alayhi salam, they will be put to death. وَنَفَسُهُ ينتهي حيث ينتهي طرفه. And his breath ends where his sight ends. The breath of Isa alayhi salam will end where his sight ends. One of the ulama, al-Imam Mula al-Qari, he said there is something here that's connected to the miracle of the early times. Because the first time when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came,
Allah made him a human being who, when someone had died, he could breathe into him and the person will come back to life. So when he comes the second time, Allah will make him someone who, when a group of people hear his breath, they will be put away from life. So the breath of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, by the permission of Allah, Allah gave him the ability to bring people to life. And by the permission of Allah, it will be something by which the life of some people will be taken away. Alayhi salatu wasalam. And the extent of that breath is to the extent of his sight. Whatever he can see in front of him, his breath can take the life of the kafir. This hadith occurs in Sahih Muslim of Al-Imam Muslim. فَيَنْزِلُ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. So Isa alayhi salam will come down. فَيَقُولُ أَمِيرُهُمْ أَمِيرُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. The leader of the Muslims. Who will it be? Al-Imam al-Mahdi. We discussed this. He will be the Amir at the time and he will say, تَعَالْ صَلِّ لَنَا. Come on, come and lead us in Salah. And Isa alayhi salam will reject. We mentioned that on the issue of al-Mahdi. That is the circumstance of the coming down of Isa alayhi salam. And that is the description of Isa alayhi salam when he will come down. And that is how he will come down, where he will come down. So people should not make jest of it. They say Allah will throw down Isa alayhi salam. Yes, he will throw him down, but he will come down on the wings of the malaika. The Prophet told us that. Alayhi salatu wasalam. When they finish the salah, that he will be invited to lead by al-Mahdi. Isa alayhi salam will say, "Iftahu al-bab," open the door of the masjid. "Fayuftahu wa wara'ahu al-dajjal," the door will be opened, and at the back of the door will be al-Masih al-Dajjal. "Ma'ahu 70,000 Yahudin," there will be 70,000 Jews with him. In the hadith it says, they all will be holding swords, ready for a battle. So the Muslims will be gathered behind al-Mahdi and Isa alayhi salam, and Dajjal will lead his people too for the battle against the Muslims. So it is said that when Dajjal sees Isa alayhi salam, he will begin to run away. And Isa alayhi salam will follow him. The Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, that Isa alayhi salam will say, "Inna liya fika darbatan lan tasbiqni biha." I have a kill to kill you. You will not escape me. Isa alayhi salam will say to Dajjal, "I have a kill to kill you, and you will not escape me." فَيُدْرِكُهُ بِبَابِ اللُّدِّ. Isa alayhi salam will meet Dajjal in a place called Bab al-Ludd. Bab al-Ludd also occurs in Dimashq. There is no difference on this. All the reports say he will meet him in Bab al-Ludd, Bab al-Ludd, Bab al-Ludd. And that is فَيَقْتُلُهُ. The Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, that is where Isa alayhi salam will kill al-Masih al-Dajjal. Because when Dajjal, as is mentioned in the books of hadith, when Dajjal looks at Isa alayhi salam, he will dissolve the way salt dissolves in water. The way salt dissolves in water, that is the way the look of Isa alayhi salam, that is the effect it will have on al-Masih al-Dajjal. And that is how he will pass away. And it is in this battle that the Muslims and the Jews will also battle a second time. And all the creatures of Allah will be inviting the Muslims, "Come, come and see a Jew is hiding behind me." We read this hadith at the beginning. The Muslims will be invited by the rocks, by the trees, behind which the Jews will hide. Say, "Come, come, there is one Yahud behind me, come and kill him." Except the tree called Al-Gharqad. The name is called Al-Gharqad. And that's why if you go to Israel, it is said that most of the trees they grow is this tree. They call it their tree. They refer to this tree as their tree. Because they believe in this. They believe in it. The Jews believe in this, that it will happen. And they are also waiting for Dajjal. Yes, according to their record, they are waiting for Dajjal. that will fight behind them against the Muslims. So they plant this tree a lot, thinking that it will help them at the time of the final battle with Isa alayhi salam. May Allah protect us. So that is not the only thing that Isa alayhi salam will do. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, I swear by the one in whose hand is my life, لَيُوشِكَنَّ أَن يَنْزِلَ فِيكُمْ إِبْنُ مَرْيَمُ لَيُوشِكَنَّ أَن يَنْزِلَ فِيكُمْ إِبْنُ مَرْيَمُ. The time is so close that Isa alayhi salam will come down. That is, Isa alayhi salam will certainly and surely come down to you. لَيُوشِكَنَّ, Isa alayhi salam will for certain come down, alayhi salatu, as what? Hakaman adlan, as a judge that is fair, as a fair judge. The brother from Lagos was saying, what's up, Mashidajo? And you know, Mashidajo Lori, over whomever is there amongst the Muslims. He tried to use this akliya to throw away nafs. It's mujarrad al akliya, empty intellect, to throw away a text regarding a matter of unseen. Because these are from the matters of ghaib. We don't know anything about it, except what the Prophet told us, alayhi salam, or what the Quran mentioned. So he says, who and who will he come and rule over? He will rule over the Muslims at the time, with the laws and with the sharia of the Prophet Muhammad. He said, no, this contradicts the Quran. Because the Quran says the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the last prophet. He said, okay, after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which new prophet is it that has come? Who is the new prophet? Tell us, if Isa alayhi salam comes at the end of time, does it mean Allah has raised a new prophet? There is no new prophet. The same Isa alayhi salam. The same Isa that the Prophet met alayhi salatu wa salam when he went on Isra Miraj. He met him on Isra, the journey to Jerusalem, the first journey. He met him on Miraj, the journey to the heaven. The same Isa alayhi salam, no new individual. So where is the new prophet? The same Isa alayhi salam. So it does not contradict any verse of the Quran. Neither does it contradict the ahadith that says, La Nabi Yabadi, there will be no prophet after me. The same Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that said there will be no new prophet after him is the one who says Isa alayhi salam will come. So there is no new prophet. It's the same old prophet. If Nuh comes now, no new prophet has come. Will it increase the number of prophets that have come? About 144,000 or 114,000 and a little bit, as it's in the hadith of Abu Darda. The Anbiya were said to be about 114,000 and as in that hadith. So when Isa alayhi salam comes, does it increase the number of these Anbiya? Rusul? It doesn't. So it does not change anything. The same Isa alayhi salam. So the Prophet said he will come. Hakaman adlan. He will rule as a fair person, as a fair ruler amongst the people. He will implement the sharia of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Why is it that it is the sharia of the Prophet that he will implement? Because that is the existing sharia. That is the existing sharia. The sharia of Isa alayhi salam had been abrogated by the sharia of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Isa alayhi salam comes, he will not bring back the old sharia. It is the sharia that is in operation that he will follow. That's why when he comes, he will not choose to go in front of the imam. He will pray behind the imam. He will pray behind the imam. So he will follow the sharia of that imam. And that is the sharia of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Fayaksuru salib. Amongst the things he will do is Kasru Salib. He will break the cross. He will break the cross. Ulama say breaking the cross means he will go against, he will speak against Christianity. Because the cross signifies the death of Jesus. So he will tell them, I was never killed. I was never killed. And he will be a disgrace to the Jews that, look, you tried to kill me, but I did not die. Allah did not kill me. I was taken away by Allah. And it will be a disgrace to Jesus, to the Christians who will say, oh, he was killed for our sake. So cheap a claim. For your sake. And then God slaughters a human being for your sake.
So he will break the cross. وَيَقْتُلُ الْخِنْزِيرِ
He will kill the pig. Ulama say killing the pig means he will go far to explain to them. He will go so much stressing to explain to them that eating pigs is haram. He will emphasize eating pigs is haram, 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 haram. Like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding dogs. He said, لَوْلَا أَنَّ الْكِلَابَ أُمَّةٌ Were it not that the dog is an ummah on its own, لَأَمَرْتُكُمْ بِقَتْلِهَا I would have ordered you to kill every dog that you see. The Prophet Muhammad says, I would have dogs, aja, that we see. Say, I would, were it not that they are an ummah, I would have told you any dog you see, kill it. And he told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, the Muslim who keeps a dog in his house as a pet loses a qirat. And one qirat is the light of Mount Uhud, of good deeds, every day. If a Muslim is keeping a dog as a pet, he loses the light of Mount Uhud in terms of reward every day that dog sleeps in his house. So you see, all of these are, they go to further explain that the dog should not be kept. So likewise, Isa alayhi salam will go far, will go to a large extent to insist that the khinzir, pig, pork should not be consumed. Although Allah had mentioned that eating pork is haram. Go in Al-Ma'idah. حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةُ وَالْدَّمُ وَلَحْمُ الْخِنْزِيرِ لَحْمُ الْخِنْزِيرِ Allah prohibited it in the Quran, Surah Al-Ma'idah, and in other places. And he mentioned to us in the Quran that he had predicted it to Banu Israel too. So Isa alayhi salam will come and insist that they must not eat pork. Yaba'ul harb. He will put down walls. Walls will be put down. You know what follows? What comes? What war? What invites war? Is injustice. What invites war? It's injustice. Injustice brings about war. When you fight 20 people in a war, find out there is some injustice somewhere. So when Al-Mahdi comes and spreads justice, and then Isa alayhi salam comes and strengthens him, and justice is spread, it will put down the scale and the extent of a war. وَيَفِيضُ الْمَالِ And then wealth will spread. Everybody will have some money to spend because there is justice. So an individual is not pillaging wealth that is meant for 150 million people. حَتَّى لَا يَقْبَلَهُ أَحَدٌ To the extent that when it is distributed as sadaqah, people say, no, thank you, I have sufficient. A brother told me that he had a baby child. He lives in the Middle East, so they slaughtered a ram. The aqiqah for the child. He said he took it to his neighbor. His neighbor said, me, I don't need it. Look for hungry people and I'm okay. Look for some other people to give because of opulence. Opulence. Well, although I know rich people who will still collect sadaqah or hadiyah. Let's put it like that. A brother told me that once, that people always like to take from him, people have not given him. So he likes to be given to. So but at that time, people will feel no need for sadaqah. Perhaps they will take hadiyah because from good deeds, gifts. But charity will not be received at the time. حَتَّى تَكُونَ السَّجْدَةُ الْوَاحِدَةُ خَيْرًا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا To the extent that one single sajda will be valuable to the Muslim than the entirety of the world because he does not need it. He's not in any need. All his needs are fulfilled. He takes care of his family. He rides any car he likes. He builds the houses he likes. He wears the clothes he likes. He does anything. He's already contesting and building tall houses. Don't forget. It's one of the signs. All these things will occur at the time. You're already contesting. So when you bring something, brother, please say, no, it's like that. You will not even be able to present it to him. So all of these will occur during the time of Isa alayhi salam. So the Prophet said again, alayhi salatu wa salam, that hadith occurs in Sahih Muslim. He says, وَلَا تَظْهَبَنَّ الشَّحْنَا. Mutual feud will go away. Shahna. It will go away. وَالْبَغْضَا. Mutual anger. People will not be angry against themselves. All of these things are children of injustice. When the people go into feud amongst themselves, they are angry with themselves. Usually these things are bred by injustice. And then he says, وَالتَّحَاسُدُ. Likewise, mutual jealousy. One brother is jealous of another brother because he does not have the material gains, the material wealth the brother has. So when you have and the brother has, hasad has ended. So all of these will be erased during the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَتَقَعُ الْأَمَانَةُ. There will be amana. Some ulama say it means there will be security. There will be security على الأرض, on the surface of the earth. حتى ترتع الأسود, to the extent that the أسود, the lion, ترتع مع الإبل, يلعب, تلعب مع الإبل. They will be playing with the camel. Lions will play with the camel. At that time, the hadith is authentic. والنمار مع البقر. And the tigers will play with the cows. Tiger will play with cows. Lions will play with camels. Wazi'ab ma'al ganam. The fox will play with the sheep. You know fox? The bush cats. They will play with the livestock that ordinarily when they found them, they would have found food for the month. But they will play with them. وَيَلْعَبُ الصِّبِيَانُ بِالْحَيَّاتِ. Children, صِبِيَانُ, will play with hayat, huge snakes. Children will play with huge snakes. لَا تَضُرُّهُمْ. It will not bring them any harm. This hadith occurs in Musnad Imam Ahmad. And Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar mentioned that the hadith is sahih in Al-Fath. So these are the events that will come during the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will stay for 40 years before he passes away. Isa alayhi salam will stay for 40 years before he passes away. When in the course of all of these, Allah would reveal to Isa alayhi salam that I have released a group of my creatures, you cannot have power over them. These people are the Ya'juj and Ma'juj. So they will be our area of discourse, inshallah, in our next class. Who are these people, Ya'juj and Ma'juj? I think in English they are referred to as the Gog and the Magog. It was reported that during the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, he asked the people to look for them. Where are they? There are some reports from the companions regarding the Gog and the Magog. So Isa alayhi salam will be sent. He will attempt to fight the Gog and the Magog, Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And Allah will say to him that, I have not made creatures. I have not created any group of people on the earth that can face Ya'juj and Ma'juj. So Isa alayhi salam will be asked to run away. From amongst the things that Isa alayhi salam will do, let's say this, is that Isa alayhi salam will perform Hajj. The Prophet said so alayhi salatu wasalam. That hadith occurs in Musnad Ahmad. And the ulama Sheikh Ahmad Shakir say the hadith is authentic. Isa alayhi salam will perform Hajj. He will make Salbiya, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, as Hujjaj make. And he will wear the ihram. He will make tawaf, as the Muslims make tawaf. So these things are authentic regarding Isa alayhi salam. Because sometimes the people ask, what will he come and do? These are some of the things that he will come and do that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has told us about. There is no arguing to reject the fact that Isa alayhi salam will be sent. Isa alayhi salam will come back. And these are the details about how he will come, how he will look, where he will descend, what he will do, where he will do them. So it does not defeat the Muslim who claims followership of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to reject that he does not accept. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. It is not befitting for the believing men and women. إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا. When Allah and the Messenger decide a matter, that they say, no, we have one different opinion. It does not defeat them. So they can ask us quickly, where then does Allah say Isa alayhi salam will come? Allah mentioned it in the Quran, Surah Zukhruf. He says, فَلَمَّا ضُرِبَ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَا مَثَلًا إِذَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْهُ يَصِدُّونَ. When Allah mentioned Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to the mushrikun of Makkah as a similitude of the power of Allah, إِذَا قَوْمُكَ, and then you find your people, يَصِدُّونَ, they shout, they laugh, يَضْحَكُونَ, they laugh at the Prophet Muhammad. وَقَالُوا أَآلِهَتُنَا خَيْرٌ أَمْ هُوْ. Is it the gods that they worship that are better, or Isa alayhi salam? Allah says, مَا ضَرَبُوهُ لَكَ إِلَّا جَدَلًا. They know, they are just arguing, they are just mentioning what they say because of argument. Otherwise, they know that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the way I created him was more miraculous. بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ خَصِمٌ. They just like argument. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا عَبْدٌ. Even at that, as miraculous as the creation of Isa alayhi salam was, huwa abdun, he was a slave. And amna alayhi, we gave him favor, we favored him. Waja'alnahu masala li bani Israel. And we made Isa alayhi salam as a masal, as a similitude, great sign for bani Israel. Down the verse, says, wa innahu la ilmun lissa'. And Isa alayhi salam, la ilmun lissa'. He will be a sign, lissa'a, to show the time of the last hour. It says, فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا. Don't be in doubt regarding this matter. وَاتَّبِعُونَ. Follow what I tell you. Allah says they should not be in doubt. Isa alayhi salam will come. La ilmun lissa'a. The Quran has ways of reciting. In another recitation of the Quran, it says, La alamun lissa, alam, alamatun lissa. Isa alayhi salam will be alama, from alamat of as-sa'a, will be the coming of Isa alayhi salam. So a Muslim will leave all of these and say, Isa alayhi salam will not come. When you say, what is your point? You say, Luke chapter 10, verse 10. Luke? The entirety of the New Testament is a false. The entirety of New Testament lies. Most of them, they don't know who authored them. They don't know their author. Those days when we used to read the Bible, you see, if you go, because we schooled in majority non-Muslim environment, far down. So you find them. You go and look at Luke, they say that who's author, they don't know. Mark, whose author, they will say they don't know. They say even Matthew is not the Matthew who was known to be, who was said to be a disciple that authored the book of Matthew. So this is the account. And even in doing that, he will be speaking a lot of abracadabra to try to say, no, Jesus Christ, oh. And yet the Quran comes with a clear-cut statement. وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ وَإِنَّهُ and certainly Isa alayhi salam. لَعَلَمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ is a sign that the last hour has approached. فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا. Don't be in doubt regarding this matter. وَاتَّبِعُونَ. Follow me. The Prophet said, follow me, follow the Prophet Muhammad. And then he came in these lengthy narrations. The ahadith about the coming down of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam have been reported by over 20 amongst the companions of the Prophet Muhammad. Over 20. It was reported by Aisha, Abdullah ibn Umar, Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. One of the ulama, Sheikh Anwar al-Kashmiri, he gathered all these reports in a book of over 400 pages. He titled it At-Tasrih Bima Tawatara Fi Nuzul al-Masih. At-Tasrih, the clear-cut statement, Bima Tawatara, regarding what is widely reported from large number of companions and their students, Fi Nuzul al-Masih, regarding the coming down of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Others have written, like Al-Imam al-Shawkani rahimahullah. He also wrote something similar to this by Sheikh Anwar al-Kashmiri. Many others among the ulama have written, Imam ibn Kathir compiled an entire section. Many others, many works have been written. Then one Muslim says, no, the basis for his rejection of all of these reports, those same people who reported to you how to pray, how to make sajda, how to make ruku, how to perform sawm, how to make wudu, that you do every day, how to marry. They are the same people who have reported to you that Isa alayhi salam will come back. The same Quran that contains the rest of the messages of Islam is the same Quran that says to you that Isa alayhi salam is a sign of the last hour. The same companions who witnessed the coming down of the Prophet, the message to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are the same people insisting and saying these things will happen as we have discussed. So why is it that the Muslim wakes up today to say he's rejecting these facts because one Mark, one unknown Paul somewhere had given some accounts in a book that the owners of the book themselves don't rely on. So it's really, really a pity. May Allah protect us. Isa alayhi salam will descend. There's hadith in Musnad Imam Ahmad. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu saw some young boys when he was old, near him the time of death. So he said to them, you young boys, maybe it is in your time that Isa alayhi salam will come. When he comes and you meet him, tell him Abu Huraira is saying salamu alaykum to him. They were so certain that Isa alayhi salam, the report is in this book, At-Tasrih. They were so certain that Isa alayhi salam will come. So, but the Muslims of today, what Allah says they should not do is what they are doing. It says, فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا. Don't be in doubt regarding the matter. That is what the Muslims are doing today. What تَبِعُون. Follow the Prophet Muhammad. That is the opposite. They are not doing that today. This Habib too, the child of Sheikh Adam al-Ilori, he also was making a statement close to that, that Isa alayhi salam will not be sent. He said, be orienting Okolo. I said, this is not the place of Okolo. It is in the place of Nusu, text. You depend on the text. Why is it not issue of Okolo? It is not that kind of an issue because it is from the matters of unseen. You don't know it. It is issues of what will happen tomorrow. So only Allah and His Messenger can tell us. And when they tell us, all we need to verify is the hadith sahih. He said, Israiliyati wanu hadith. He does not know what he's saying. So be frank. That is the truth. Al-haqqu yuqat. There is what they refer to actually as Israiliyat, report from Banu Israel. But there were those amongst the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who were known to report Israiliyat, and they were very, very, very few. Amongst them was Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. He reported Israiliyat when the Muslims expanded and met non-Muslims because of their zeal to learn more and acquire from their knowledge. So they reported it. Of course, because the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam that hadithu anhum, report their report, but do not affirm nor reject what they say. Just say they said this. So it was based on that some of them reported. Yes, some of them say we don't have time for their report. We have sufficient from the Quran and the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like Abdullah ibn Abbas, he was never used to reporting Israeliya. Allah al-qawl is sahih an ibn Abbas. This is the correct position regarding Ibn Abbas and the report of Israeliya. Likewise, Abu Huraira, he was not. Likewise, Aisha radiallahu anha. Likewise, Abdullah ibn Umar. Likewise, Anas ibn Malik. All these people were not reporting Israeliya. Like I mentioned, there are ways of understanding and denoting Israeliya from the ahadith that are reported. The ahadith that are Israeliyat, there are ways of knowing them. There is a science to deduce them. So to say, it has explanation. Only by asemama Israeliyat. Alimahu man alimahu wa jahilahu man jahilahu. Those who know. These reports are not from the reports of Israeliya. Those reports of the coming back of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they are not reports of Israeliya. The man did not know what he was talking about. So, the matter goes beyond what some of the people think and say. And that's why one of the ulama, Siddiq Hassan Khan, he said, likewise, Al-Imam Ahmad Shakir, they say the one who does not believe that Isa alayhi salam will descend, it is not proper to consider them as Muslims. You see the matter now, how the ulama took it? They say because they contradict al-ijma' wa tawatur. They will say ijma' of who? Man yu'taddu bihi min ahli al-ijma'. Those whose statements matter. Because amongst the ulama, when they say there is consensus, it is not everybody's statement that matters. How does the statement of somebody in House of Rep matter in the voting for a decision in the Senate? Does it matter? If the Senate Rep is even big, somebody who is a counselor in Oshobo, how does his opinion matter for on a decision that the Senate? We are using this example that we think that those kind of people will understand. The Senate has a consensus on a matter. And then one counselor in Igbotako says, I do not agree with that consensus. I'm sure they will tell him that your disagreement does not matter. Your agreement itself does not matter. Not to talk of your disagreement. So that's why ulama in the naql al-ijma, when they mention issues of ijma, they say, man yu'taddu bihi, those whose comments matter, min ahli al-ijma, amongst the people that ijma is taken from, they all agree that these matters will occur. As we have explained from the Quran and from the ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa salam, فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا. So do not be in any doubt regarding these matters. وَاتَّبِعُونَ, we should rather follow the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So we will not mention the last event of Isa alayhi salam because we will have to come in regarding the khuruj of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. So in that we'll mention, Dajjal, he's gone now. Because he has been killed by Isa alayhi salam. So it's out of our discussion. Dajjal will go when Isa alayhi salam comes. And he'll be taken away by Isa alayhi salam. When he sees Isa alayhi salam, he will melt as the salt melts in water. That is what the Prophet Muhammad said alayhi salam. And the ahadith regarding them are authentic. So the next discussion now will continue from Al-Mahdi, Isa alayhi salam, and then the people of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. May Allah protect us. How did Prophet Isa ascend? Rafa'ahu Allah ilayh. Allah took him to himself. The way, the closest thing we could describe it with is the way the aeroplane flies. You will just see it going into the sky until it goes away. shuttle or the space shuttle. If the airspace study, NASA, they shoot something into space, it just keeps going and it enters the heaven. He went into the heaven as people go into the heaven, as anything goes into the sky. And also, who replaced him when he was to be nailed? We don't know by the text of, you see now, because there is no authentic hadith that says this is the name of the person. But we knew it was one of those around, one of the people around. But what is the person's name inside Islam? The Quran didn't tell us. The Sunnah Sahiha did not tell us. So if those people doing reading Bible with Sina, they say it is Jesus Iscariot, or what do they call it? Judas. We don't know. We will not say you are lying. We will not say you are saying the truth. We will just say we have heard. But for us, the Quran did not tell us. Authentic Sunnah did not tell us. Because one of the symbols of this Ummah is we remain where we are kept. And we only make use of the information at our disposal. We don't go beyond, we don't go less. Just this is what we have. And we maintain use with it. So we don't know the name of that person who was killed in the place of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. If you know Quran hadith, but don't tell us you knew from Mark, Luke, we will just listen to you, but we will not spend our time with you. Somebody is asking, can I shave my beard for immigration job? I think we should have grown beyond questions like this. I can never tell you to shave your beard. Never tell you to shave your beard. Never tell you to shave your beard. When people prefer to die rather than shave the beard? Yes, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, when he fell ill before he died, they say, you shave your face. So you want me to meet Allah on the day of Qiyamah as I enter my grave beardless? So when I meet Allah, I don't have a beard? Because he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, we'll be raised up on the day of Qiyamah with the clothes we wear when we died. That is the clothes that we will wear again. When we wake up naked, barefooted, kufatan, uratan, gurla, and we are provided clothes, the last clothes we wear. So dress well, brothers, at all times. At all times, make sure you are well dressed. Whether you are going to sleep, you are waking up, make sure you are wearing something good enough. Avoid being dirty. So when you wake up on the day of Qiyamah, I know somebody like that. So when you wake up on the day of Qiyamah, you'll be well dressed too. So if a person had shaved his beard, they come up on the day of Qiyamah, they'll be asking, where is Uthaymeen? Because some of us will not be recognized if the beard is not there. We will not be able to recognize us. Even when we see us, say, are you sure you are the one? Because the beard that beautified you had gone lost. So don't think that I will encourage you to shave your beard. I'm not saying don't take immigration job, but I'm saying don't shave your beard. Alaykum salam. What are the steps for getting a good spouse? Mix with good people. When you mix with good people, inshallah, you are likely to get a good husband or a good wife. And this is what Allah ordered us from the very beginning. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. If you are with good people, I assure you, you will get a good husband or you get a good wife. I tell you, you are with them, they know you, they understand you. Once you need a wife, they will start running around for you. There's one sister. The sister is very gentle. He will teach you. They will start telling the sister, there's one brother. I know you will like him, you know. But when you mix with people of weakness, expect to get a weak wife. When you mix with dancers and whatever, that is the kind of wife, as they say in Yoruba. So when you want good, mix with the people of good. you will get. They, it doesn't mean that they are perfect, but they are better than any other set of human beings. I tell you this. One of the ulama say, marry your daughter to a pious person. Because if it turns out that he does not love her, he will not cheat her. He will be afraid of Allah. If it turns out, because you know the way marriage goes, if it finally happens that the love for her wanes, he will not cheat her. He will remember there are rights, and these rights Allah will ask about them. So at least he will maintain the rights. He will not be like those men who tie belts to flog their wives. Yes, there are people. People do that. Buy belts. I say, ah, this belt. When he was flogging his wife. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will not find the best amongst the men doing that. Although he told us in Sahih Muslim, when he warned us in Hajjatul Wida, that فَاسْتَوْصُوا بِالنِّسَاءِ خَيْرًا, we should take care of the women, and he was mentioning the rights of wives over their husbands. One of what he mentioned regarding the women is that they should know that they should not bring into their homes women that, or men that their husbands are not pleased with. Women should not bring to the husband's house any woman that you know your husband does not like. Don't bring that woman into your house. Likewise, any man, no matter how close, you know your husband does not want this man in the house, don't let that man come into the house. So he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, fa'in fa'alna, if the women do that, fadribhunna, so beat them. Yeah. Now said, the darb, the beating should not expose, should not bring lines on their bodies. And just make, this will make us understand that a woman brings a man to the house of her husband, or a woman to the house of her husband, that the husband does not like, is a big sin. That is why he even commanded the men that when the women do that, pass them. Women must never do it. Don't bring anybody to the house of your husband when you know that your husband is not pleased with that kind of a person. But some women do that, and then they put the pressure on the men. May Allah protect us. It's very, very bad. Once you know your husband is displeased, avoid it. I think that answers the question of the brother who is asking on how to get a good spouse. Mixed with good people. You get it. It's not, in fact, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, you get. Alaykum salam. Amin. What is not clear about it? He wants an explanation on the verse, Inni mutawaffiq wa rafi'uka ilayya wa ja'iluka madha? Wa ja'ilu alladhina attaba'uka fawqa alladhina kafaru ila yawm al-qiyamah. The verse is simple. And that's because the people of Bible preaching come to this verse to try to say that it meant that Isa alayhi salam had died before Allah took him away. The first explanation is that we tell them that the Quran was not revealed to them. The Quran was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad. And one of the duties of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to explain the Quran to us. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِ. The messenger was raised to explain what was revealed to mankind. So that is the duty of the Prophet. And Allah told us that وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا. When he gives you that explanation, take it. The Prophet did not explain that verse to mean that Isa had died before he was taken into the heaven. He explained it to mean that Isa alayhi salam was taken to the heaven in his life and his spirit and his body, in his self, Isa alayhi salam was taken away. So if a person comes and says any other thing, we will not accept it from him. We will say, all those your abracadabra about Luke and Mark you bring to explain this hadith, it contradicts your belief as a Muslim. So when they say that, ask them simple questions. Do you believe in the entirety of the Quran? They will say yes. So you go to Al-An'am, where this verse occurs. Like, لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. We've not raised the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or Al-Baqarah, كَمَا رَسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِنْكُمْ يَتْلُوَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابِ. So the duty to teach the Quran and explain the meaning of the Quran is on the shoulders of who? The Prophet Muhammad. So when they say that, I say, okay. And then you say, Allah says, whatever the Prophet gave you, take it. Why do you want to reject the explanation of the Prophet Muhammad about this? This is and should always be your first answer. Or you can ask them, say, did the Prophet explain that verse in any way? That you know, don't start with the linguistics of the matter. Start with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they cannot claim to know Arabic more than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if you start with Arabic, they can start to, you can start to going forward, backwards. So that is the first lesson. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that verse to mean that Isa alayhi salam went up and he told us that he met Isa alayhi salam. What else do we want? He met him in this world, he met him in the heavens. So no other explanation. Isa alayhi salam has not died. The second explanation is that tawaffa, this verb, could mean death and it could mean sleep. It could mean being in a state of unconsciousness. It may also mean being in the state of wakefulness. It may mean so many things depending on the qareena. There are words like that, like an-nasiha. It means so many things in Arabic. So tawaffa does not necessarily mean death. And the Quran uses it like that, not to mean death, to mean sleep. In Az-Zumar, what did he say? Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha. Ah, you see now? When the soul, when the individual dies, Allahu yatawaffa al-anfus. Allah is the one who takes the soul. This one, tuwaffiya, wafat, here means what? Death. Wallati lam tamut fi manamiha. But the one who will not die in the sleep. And he says wafat, tawaffa. So it means this verse indicates that wafat can mean death. Wafat can also mean what? Sleep. He says when we all sleep, he takes our lives. In fact, that is the beginning of the meaning. In the sleep, he's taking the life of everybody. فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتِ. The one that Allah has preordained that they will die. It's a mouth. Because wafat can mean naum and maut. فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتِ. The one that Allah has preordained that they will die, يُمْسِكُهَا. He will hold them back. He will not return them to the body. وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. But those ones that he had preordained that it is another time that they will die, he will do what? He will return it to them. But he started with the two groups of people, the one who will sleep and die. The one who will sleep and come back to life. He started using the two of them, which was tawaffa. Allahu yatawaffa. So, when he says, inni mutawaffika wa rafi'uka ilayya, Linguistically, it can mean I kill you. It can also mean I make you to sleep, I take you to myself. But because the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam made us understand that he did not die, the Quran also makes us understand that وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ. We know that the wafat, tawaffa there is not dead. The least of what they can call it to be what is sleep. The least sleep. But he was alive, he is himself. He said, مَا قَتَلُوهُ مَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ بَلْ رَفَعَهُ أَلَّا رَيْزْ هِمْ إِلَيْهِ. If he was dead, he would not say رَفَعَهُ. Because this Damir who will refer to something that has spirit and body. رَفَعَهُ The kaka. The Damir for it is هَاُ kaka. Dead body. Ha. Jinaza. So it does not mean what they attempt, even linguistically it does not. Not to talk of coming back to the Sunnah to understand the Quran. Al-Imam Muhammad al-Amin al-Shinqiti in his book, أَضْوَاءُ الْبَيَانِ فِي إِضَاحِ الْقُرْآنِ بِالْقُرْآنِ, when he explained وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ, he went almost 3 to 4 pages explaining this in name of Tawafiq wa Rafiq ilayya. It will make us understand that it does not necessarily mean death. Others too did that among the scholars of Tafsir. But these people who argue these matters are very arrogant intellectually. That Adeguwa said, Ibn Kathir, even Ibn Abbas, if he writes Tafsir, his Tafsir will be better than Ibn Abbas. Go and listen to it. Go and listen to it. That Adeguwa in Lagos. He said, even Ibn Abbas, if he wrote a tafsir today, he said, because they didn't go anywhere. They just sat down in their house. This is jahl. There is no group of human beings that traveled like the scholars of Islam. In fact, Al-Imam Al-Khatib Al-Baghdadi would say, if a person is learned and he has not traveled all around the world, he should not consider himself learned. The ulama, Al-Imam Khatib, he has an entire book on this. Rihlatu al-ilm. Al-Rihlatu lil-ilm. The journey that scholars make for knowledge. We had among the scholars of Islam who traveled every city of the world. Yes, there are reports about areas such as Australia. There are reports of areas around Brazil. In the books of Islamic history, where our scholars got to. Since the time of the Tabi'un, they were already above the Mediterranean. Jabal Tariq, the Gibraltar rock, was discovered around the time of Tabi'un. The Prophet died, they spread to the surface of the earth. There are no better traveled people. Do we know Ibn Abbas came to Africa? He was part of those who make Fathul Ifriqiya with Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As and Amr ibn al-As. And Abdullah ibn Umar, they came in far into Africa as far as the Maghrib, Morocco. It was after the conquest, they returned to the peninsula. And wherever they passed away, our ulama were well traveled. I think you should say something else. Like I said, the problem is ignorance. A man does not know something and he thinks that it cannot occur in any other way. He says, because they did not travel, how many countries has he visited? We need his international passport and let's see. How many countries of the world? Frankly, how many countries of the world has he visited? People who really travel don't say they have traveled. It is when they speak and explain, you will know they will never tell you that they have traveled. You know why? They still have places they want to visit. Just like knowledge. Ulama don't say we are knowledge, we are scholars. Because they still have things they want to know. So that one they want to know is the one that will be in front of them. I think they don't know anything. But when they respond to your matters, you will know that they know. Al-Imam Suyuti went to everywhere you can think of, from Western Africa up north. And then the Arab world. He came close here even in Kano. Suyuti, Abdul Rahman, because he mentioned Jalalain. He said even Jalalain. Al-Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti, who wrote Tafsir Jalalain, he didn't even understand. Jalalain, there are two individuals. Suyuti stopped, and then the second Jalaluddin ended the book of Tafsir. So there are two Jalal. Jalaluddin Suyuti, Abdul Rahman, started the book of Tafsir, and then it was ended by another Jalaluddin. That's why that book is called Jalalain, Tafsir Jalalain. Two Jalal, Jalaluddin. As Suyuti traveled as close as Kano, there is a book on it that Sheikh Adam al-Ilori wrote. Unfortunately, he claimed that he does not know Arabic. So how would he have read the book written by Sheikh Adam al-Ilori? Some of the intellectual exploits, there is one of the scholars that Al-Imam al-Suyuti met in Kano, who has the opinion that some aspects of falsafa should be encouraged in Islam. The intellectual exchange between the Sheikh al-Maghili and Al-Imam al-Suyuti is documented. Adam al-Ilori recorded it in a book. The book is available. Say, ulama of Islam don't travel. They went everywhere. So he said, no, because they did not travel. He that traveled, he went to the US and UK maximum. Where else did they go to? He went for Hajj, Makkah, Medina. So they will say they went to Saudi Arabia. Life outside Makkah and Medina in Saudi Arabia is completely different. Dear brother, do you know that? Let's go to that. Life in Makkah and Medina is different from life in other parts of Saudi Arabia. I'm sure we know that. Okay, let's stop at that. If they've gone to anywhere inside Saudi Arabia apart from Makkah and Medina, they should let us know. Even in Egypt. He said, you should stop that. It's insulting the people with his ignorance. Even Ibn Abbas, if someone like him writes a tafsir, he will write a better book of tafsir. He does not know Ibn Abbas. We are not the ones to tell him who Ibn Abbas was. We will not. Sometimes one of the ways to punish the people of ignorance is not to teach them. Ulama do it. When the student goes somehow, he has something he wants to learn, they will take it away from him. Let him go and find out who Ibn Abbas was. Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abu al-Abbas. The one who the likes of Umar radiallahu anhu were on the earth, and his age was so small, less than 20 at the time, yet he would push him forward to teach people the Quran. Ibn Abbas. And the Prophet himself, alayhi salatu wa salam, prayed for him. He says, Allahumma allimhu ta'wila. Oh Allah, teach Ibn Abbas the tafsir of Quran. That is the Ibn Abbas that Adegunwa was talking about. I think the man didn't just know what he was doing. May Allah protect us. May Allah forgive us. May Allah teach us what will benefit us. And benefit us with what he has taught us, and increase us in knowledge. I think it's sufficient that we stop here. These, we not paid attention to some things because once these ones are known as a basis, those others will be clear. The error in those others will be clear. When these ones, basic facts are known, the error in those others will be clear. So it will not take much time trying to respond to errors of the erring. May Allah make us understand better than it's been explained. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.